This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a new report out from a company called Upwork. They connect, they say, businesses with independent workers, freelancers, right? Anyway, their research shows freelance workers have had $1.3 trillion in earnings so far this year. And to be clear, we're talking about skilled, mostly remote freelancers who left full-time jobs looking for more flexible work. The study also found that 59 million Americans did some kind of freelance work the past 12 months. That's about 36% of the entire American labor force. So we got Upwork CEO Hayden Brown on the phone this morning to talk things over.
I think there was a huge talent shortage for skilled professionals before the pandemic. And as people have gone through the last year and a half plus, they have really realized that they can tap into remote talent in new ways. And that is what all the skilled professionals on our platform are doing. They work remotely for these businesses. And so the world has really woken up to the idea that they can close critical skill gaps with these folks. And I think that is a tectonic shift that we're not going to go back to the world pre-COVID in that regard.
Okay, put a pin in that not going to go back thing, because I do want to get there. But should I be a talented professional looking for other opportunities? How does it work?
It's pretty easy, actually. You create a profile online. You talk about the skills and expertise you have. And then start pitching yourself to jobs that are applicable to you and waiting for invitations from clients to come to you. And then as those come in and as you win projects, we do all of the work on the back end so that you're getting paid. We create the contracts. We have a lot of systems to ensure that you actually don't have to worry about any of the aspects around running your business. You just do the great work for clients and enjoy being an independent freelancer.
And for which you get some cut, right?
That's right. We take a cut of the earnings as our fee for doing those services.
Okay. So what kinds of firms are the clients? Are these sort of small businesses like mom and pop shops? Are they mediums? I mean, who might I be working for, me, the talented professional looking for new opportunities?
It's everybody. That's one of the compelling things I think about this work right now and on our platform is people can do incredible work with incredible businesses that are really tapping into these professionals.
Okay, so let's get back to the pin I put in the whole going back thing. It seems clear that the American labor market and the way we work has changed. Do you believe, I guess you do believe that it has changed now forever?
It has, Kai. It absolutely has. I think people experimented during the last year and a half with remote work, formed new habits, broke old ones. They realized that things that previously were totally normal, like the daily commute or listening to colleagues while they were working in the office, they can't imagine going back to those things now. And that's true for both professionals and for the businesses seeking to work with those professionals.
Bigger labor market question for you. If I say we have a labor shortage in this economy right now, what do you say?
I think we have a labor mismatch. Businesses have been looking in the wrong places for the talent they need. And as they're realigning where to look for that talent, such as in the independent workforce, they're actually finding those skilled professionals that they didn't know existed in those pockets.
You know, so we did an interview the other day about the mommy track and how remote work and hybrid work can really be detrimental to women who are on the hybrid work track because they're not in the office, not a lot of FaceTime and all of that, which I'm sure you're versed in having done this for a long time. But one of the things I talked about was there are some companies, and I cited JP Morgan and Jamie Dimon and the banking industry and law firms. They're like, you got to be in person, man. If you want to compete in this industry, you got to be in person. What do you say to that?
Those times have changed. I think that companies that really figure out and lean into how to rewrite the rules of leadership, of mentorship, of customer interfacing in a much more distributed and remote first way, augmented with FaceTime, FaceTime doesn't completely disappear, will find themselves competing and operating in ways that bring in women and diverse talent and actually let them compete more in their spaces. I think they're going to have a hard time keeping up with those competitors as those competitors forge ahead.
Last thing, and then I'll let you go. Does Upwork use some of these talented professionals looking for new opportunities?
2/3 of our team is independent talent.
Oh, that's funny.
So we live and breathe this every day, and we know exactly what these team members are capable of.
Hayden Brown, she's the CEO of Upwork. Ms. Brown, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Kai.